For all of her adult life, my mother has kept a diary. It doesn't record her deepest thoughts and feelings and emotions and all of those kinds of things, but it does record all of the comings and goings, all of the significant events, the people who visited, where we went on holidays, what was happening when, appointments, those kinds of things. And it's settled many a family argument over the years, being able to look back and work out exactly when things happened. And I remember many years ago looking through the diary and the year of my birth just to see what was recorded when that happened. And I noticed that 8 days after I was born, Mum notes that Ricky went back into hospital for an operation. And I'm like, what? What operation? What happened? What was wrong with me that I had to have an operation done? But of course, I was fulfilling the law of the Lord, as was the custom of that time for the circumcision. And I was like, oh, okay, that's what it was about. I don't know that I was named on that day. I suspect that I was already named, as was the custom. But this sense of our identity being caught up in our name, who we are blessed to be, who we've been called to be, that we fulfill all of those purposes, all of those desires, all of that longing that is there in the plan of God. And Joseph and Mary had those same desires, the same dreams for their son. And in giving him the name Yeshua, Jesus, that they desire that he will indeed be the salvation of his people, that he will be the one who will fulfill the deepest dreams and longings and desires for blessing. At the very opening pages of Scripture, in the first chapter of Genesis, we have God's sense of blessing for the whole of creation. The animals, when they are created, are given a share in the blessing of God. Be fruitful and multiply. And then later on that same sixth day, when humanity is created, we receive the same blessing. Be fruitful and multiply. But that blessing is then extended for humanity because we are invited into a deeper reality of what it means to live in the abundance of God and of God's love. Not just be fruitful and multiply, but also be the stewards, the shepherds of creation. Be the very presence of God in the world. Be the ones who call all of creation into the true worship of God. That's what this blessing is about. I mean, it's a word we kind of toss around in Christian circles. We bless objects. We might bless the food before we eat. When someone sneezes, we might offer them a blessing against COVID or against whatever malady is going around at the time. But this gift of blessing is so much more than just a talisman against evil. It's a call into the very sense of what God is about. The God longs for us to be in that intimacy of knowledge with him. God longs that we might know who we are and be able to rest in that identity, to be able to rest in that presence. That's the gift that this new day, this new year offers to us, this possibility of being like Mary, submissive to the will of God, opening ourselves to that wonder. Mary was given that title of being the mother of God, not because of anything specific about who she was, but simply about the reality of the child that was born within her, the child that grew in her womb. Because all of the Marian dogmas and doctrines in the church are ultimately always about Jesus. And just as Jesus was fully God and fully human, the two natures had become one in him. He wasn't two separate beings, but this complete unity of person, both human and divine. And Mary, as the mother of Jesus in his humanity, also becomes the mother of Jesus in his divinity. And this gift of Mary saying yes to that mystery becomes then an opportunity for us to be further enmeshed in the blessing and the bounty of God. It's interesting in our second reading today, you know, that's the only time in the letters of Paul, the 13 letters of Paul, or indeed any of the New Testament letters, where we get any historical data at all about the person of Jesus. Paul is much more interested in the reality of Jesus, the ongoing significance, how we live that, how that influences the way that we live in the world, how that influences our prayer and our morality and the way that we are in our relationships with one another. All he tells us is here in Galatians 4:4. When the appointed time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, not very helpful because I think most of us were born of a woman, born a subject of the law. So born under the Jewish system of rules and regulations, born under that patronage, born as part of that covenant family. That's the sum total of all that Paul seems to be interested in telling us about Jesus and his earthly existence. Of course, the Gospels enflesh this. The Gospels fill out the details and tell the story in much more detail. But Paul, that's enough for him. That's all that we need to know. That gift, that it's in submitting to the glory of being born of a woman, being brought into the human family subject to the law. That's all that matters. That's because that is the fulfillment of that blessing. That then brings Jesus into the essence of what it is to truly be a human. And that's our gift too, that we're also born of a woman. That's we're also born subject to the law. That God brings us into this family, God brings us into this covenant in order that we might experience the richness of that blessing. So as Aaron prays for that blessing upon us today, as Moses is instructed to offer this as an example and paradigm of what it is to live in that fullness, this year we get once more an opportunity to surrender to God. Once more we have that chance to grow in our knowledge and love of God. Once more we're able to receive that blessing of God so that we can then share it with others, so that we can be that sign and model into the world of what it is to live that covenant reality, what it is to be people of hope, people of joy, people of wonder, who are known and loved by God and are caught up in that mystery, caught up in that covenant, caught up in that friendship with the Lord. So let's indeed hear the word of blessing as an invitation to us to grow in our knowledge, to grow in our prayer, to grow in our experience of God across the course of this year. Let's allow the Lord to bless us, to bring to birth, to bring to fulfillment all of the desires of our hearts as we offer our hearts today in fulfillment of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace, and give you peace, and give you peace forever.